For farmers looking to get the most out of their fields, fertilizer is an essential but expensive ingredient, according to soil scientist Roland Burrisch at the International Rice Research Institute.
Fertilizers represent about 20% of the input costs in rice production for farmers, so it's really quite important.
Burrisch has spent years researching optimal fertilizer conditions. Too little means lower yields and lower profits. Too much wastes money and causes pollution. But because every farmer's field is different, figuring out exactly how much to use is complicated. Burrisch and his colleagues have come up with a set of key questions that will help farmers make that decision.
And the unique thing about some of these decision tools is really how simple they are. The questions that we're asking farmers are really readily answerable.
And to make it even simpler, farmers will soon be able to answer those questions using their mobile phones. When the program launches in the Philippines in a few weeks, farmers can call a toll-free number and hear a recording in their language that sounds something like this.
Welcome. This is the Nutrient Manager for Rice. Answer a statement by pressing the appropriate number on your phone.
The recording asks questions about the size of your field, how many bags of rice it produced last year, and what season it is.
If you need a fertilizer guideline for the wet season, press 1. If for the dry season, press 2.
What about natural sources of fertilizer? Do you return rice straw to the field? Or does sediment wash into it?
If your field is adjacent to a lake or near a river with periodic flooding, or in a basin collecting eroded soil and other materials from adjacent hills, press 1. If not, press 2.
Once you've answered all the questions, you receive a text message on your mobile phone with the amount and type of fertilizer to apply. Burrisch says the impact on farmers' incomes could be substantial.
So just a back-of-the-envelope calculation shows that in the Philippines, if we in a year can be reaching just like 5,000 farmers and their fields can be increasing the yield by a half a ton per hectare, we could be looking at profitabilities for those farmers in the range of $500,000.
In addition to the financial benefits, it could also help farmers reduce fertilizer pollution, says Daniel Nierenberg, a senior researcher with the environmental research organization, the World Watch Institute.
In the Philippines and all over Asia, fertilizer has been overused and misused because no one explains to them how much they need or how to use it.
Nierenberg says the potential for the technology goes far beyond Asia. She's been traveling across sub-Saharan Africa for the last 8 months, and everywhere she goes, from remote villages in Uganda to poor farmers in Niger, nearly everyone has a cell phone.
Because it's easy and cheap, and every farmer can basically either get their own cell phone or borrow someone's, you know, down the road. I think it's increasingly a way for them to gain access to things that they didn't have before.
In Zambia, for example, farmers without bank accounts can use their cell phones to buy seeds and fertilizer. They can also find out how much their crop is selling for in the city markets.
They can decide whether they want to travel, you know, all the way from their village to the city, because sometimes farmers get there and prices are too low.
Their mobile phones could save them a trip. So, while it may not be good for plowing a field or harvesting vegetables, the mobile phone is becoming one of a farmer's most valuable tools. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.